Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. How do you know how fortunate you are? Because you are here listening to Talking About You with Estra. Actually, you've already survived a car accident. It's the aftermath that takes courage, strength, and fortitude. The good news is that you have the inner content and determination to overcome injury, auto insurance claim processes, and create a new life if necessary. Since you've already done the hardest part, surviving a car wreck, today, this January 19, 2015, let's talk about learning to get through the rest of it. Thank you for joining me for car accident information and support from Seattle, Washington, USA. Step one today is understanding why documenting experiences while still fresh in your mind is important after a collision. Step two will be how to assess where you are and what comes next. Step three will be, can you recognize those not looking out for your best interest? Step four, do you know who is your best advocate? Step five, what is a life recovery plan after a collision? And lastly, step six, how do you prepare for the unexpected? Traumatic experiences are difficult to forget. It is still important to write down every detail while fresh in your mind. You may be drilled about exactly what happened by insurance companies who will process your claim. This could be auto, medical, attorneys for the companies if they refuse your claim. In fact, questions could literally come out of the woodwork. One of the most important ways to protect yourself from many of these possible attacks which may come your way is to remember all pertinent information related to your claim. Remember, the first thing you want to consider is, why are they asking this question? Is it for the truth? Is it for the purpose of denying a claim? Is this to cause confusion? One thing is certain. The light will eventually come on, and you'll gather whether these individuals or corporations are asking because of properly processing your claim or looking for ways to eliminate it. Should the same corporation who is required to pay claims be the one who makes the determination? Is it in their best of interest to pay all legitimate claims, or do they place the needs of investors above their stockholders? One thing is for sure, you cannot control their behaviors and determination of whether they will pay your claim. You will also have to decide what your time, energy, and money is worth, because these corporations have much more of all of them to wait out most of their policyholders who live on Main Street and live paycheck to paycheck. What I find amazing is that Wall Street insurance claims are paid out immediately, while Main Street might end up waiting for 10 years, the ones who can actually afford it the least. This, to me, is a signal that the United States Congress continues to fail the very people who vote them in, while they continue to side with those who pay for their electoral bids. Therefore, take time to write out car accident experiences, preferably in my book, Car Accident by Estra, or Car Accident Weekly Planner. Document all aspects of this experience, because you really don't know where it may end up. And it's better to have it and be able to access it than to have to be left tackling an insurance company that has every resource at their disposal to eliminate legitimate claims, from my perspective. This is another reason why book Car Accident by Estra is important. It is nice to see things coming and prepare for them, rather than be the last to know and be unsure how to proceed. From my perspective, the injured have always thought they could rely on insurance if found in a difficult situation to keep them afloat until recovered. This is not always true, and even attorney settlements in some cases contain a large portion of money that you would actually receive whether you hired an attorney or not. There are so many hurdles people involved in collisions need to learn about to make decisions in their best of interest, including when asked a question about a wreck, just stick to the facts concerning the case. In fact, you might even want to consider whether you need to answer that question to that person at all. Be sure, in fact, when talking to adjusters, that you don't fall into the concept that they are there just to help you. In fact, a portion of that might be true, quite frankly, but they're also there to protect the interest of their employer, the insurance company, or your employer, since both could be your own insurance company. Usually the first several days after an injury is the most important regarding a claim. If seriously injured, be sure to take care of yourself first. Remember that. Take care of yourself first, because your recovery counts more than anything, because you're going to need that recovery to move forward. This situation is oftentimes overwhelming. Try to break it down into manageable pieces so that you're able to cope on a daily basis or weekly or monthly. For example, say to yourself, this is what I need to take care of first, and write it down. Number two, and so on and so forth, so that you can see exactly what you need to do and give yourself the time and the energy, because sometimes that's usually running low when injured, to get the things done you need to get done. It's easy to get involved in the concerns of the corporations when in actuality, you have to think about yourself first. Remember your priorities and give yourself time to get things done when you can. Most people do worry about money, yet these corporations do not typically release any for their claims until they are good and ready. Therefore, counting on them to get it to you in a timely manner to perhaps pay your bills may not happen. Be prepared for the worst. In this way, you can make a plan to get through the process whether they do the right thing or they don't. The key is to remember is that you will make it through all the struggles that you encounter. That surviving the car accident was the most important thing, and you've done that already. Everything else will be downhill from my perspective after that. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. For many people, it's not. In fact, the number of people living in poverty due to unpaid insurance claims, to me, is personally unacceptable. Did you know most people live on Social Security disability income? And if Republican congressmen have their way now, many will not even have that. So I would challenge them to go out and take it from Wall Street instead of taking it from those with few resources and the ability to protect themselves. Main Street, in my opinion, should not be prey. That's also why it's important to know who you're electing. Judge them by the content of their character and not on their ability to raise money from these corporations who may request favors while they are in office. The average person will continue to lose ground on every level if 66% of the people don't vote in the 2016 election. Let me say that again because it's really important. Only 33% of the people voted in 2014. And now we don't know what's going to happen in the next few years. And of that, 57% of them were evangelical Christians. I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's just a fact. When you're representing a whole nation, you need everyone's perspective and opinions on things. And yours is valuable. So I strongly suggest, no matter what hurdles are put in your way to vote, that in the 2016 election that you go out and vote. Because when only 33% are saying what needs to be done in this country, that means that the majority of Main Street is not being represented. So take a moment now, if you've been in a car collision, and write down what happened right before, at the time of, and after the car wreck. Because you'll be quizzed at some point on exactly what happened. One of the hardest things to do is to assess where you are right now. From my perspective, this is due to the shock of what just happened. What will happen with employment if unable to return to work after a collision? Thinking about how the injury may impact your future. And of course, this list is endless. But right now, take out a pen and write down all these concerns. write down what the research says about what happens to people in similar predicaments and how they can come out favorably, and a plan for you to move forward. I found that the internet is really helpful in helping to sort through some of this information. Although you may not have any ideas about how you'll move forward right now, the information and the things that you write down can be adjusted as time goes on. The key is to recognize that you are not helpless, even when in a difficult place. And it does mean that you can take moments and find information about your condition and learn as much as possible. This is certainly a time of education in the claim process, injury recovery, and God knows what else by the time you get through this process. Whether you are heartbroken in this circumstance or just a bit shook up, look for ways to stay positive, which of course may not always be easy, but work the effort to help you to get back on track. The only one who can truly stop you is you. Can others put up roadblocks? In fact, count on it. This is why it is so important to educate and gain insight into your current situation and how others have navigated similar waters. Sometimes the currents can be raging, and other times still waters will provide a time to regroup and regain one's wits. The key is to remember life's path is rarely a straight one, and rerouting is common practice. One thing I can say is the knowledge gained from this experience will help to shape perceptions on dealing with insurance companies in the future, and rightly so from my perspective. In my opinion, with this industry, just as in others, they run the gamut of good faith insurance to bad ones. Unfortunately, bad faith insurance can cause a great deal of chaos in the policyholder's life and should be exposed whenever possible. No policyholder should be subjected to unfair practices and behaviors when needing help. This is regardless of whether they typically are dealing with multi-billion dollar corporations, which are private or public. Since Main Street cannot rely on their congresspeople to protect them, it is important that information regarding insurance claims be shared by those who have experienced it. Consider becoming an advocate for those involved in collisions if you've been through the process. Car accident numbers seem like they're going to be higher this year due to the winter season. This may mean less claims paid out in response to the volumes. Time will tell. Find out as much as you can and document your situation. Now take a pen out and write down where you are right now, where you want to go to, and how to proceed to get there. If you haven't ordered Car Accident Weekly Planner yet or Car Accident Book by Estra, you can do it now by going to my official website, Estra's Official Car Accident, and be sure to spell my name correctly in order to get to the right site, because there's a lot of sites out there. They're not mine. So make sure you spell it E-S-T-R-A, and that's Estra's Official Car Accident site. Another thing to keep in mind is that just because you're dealing with a major corporation, it doesn't mean they're bound by integrity and doing things right. In fact, how much do you know about how the insurance company or employer got to where they are today? Was it by treating their policyholders fair or unfair? Are you looking at these organizations at face value, convinced of honesty due to their commercials? I would challenge you to look a bit deeper. In fact, I would challenge you to take a closer look before having to use them. Don't you think this would be a bad time to find out after being involved in a collision? Many of these businesses are just trying to make a living, just as anyone else. Yet, some hold their employees to high standards, and some don't. Consider being honest with a dishonest corporation. What do you think the outcome would be? Do dishonest corporations operate honestly? I suspect not. Therefore, check out what any company says to you. Is it legal? Is it what your policy says? Is this benefiting them, you, or equally both of you? Also consider, are you attempting to communicate on a Main Street level in a Wall Street world? Frankly, the rules, in my opinion, are not the same. So take a moment to ascertain where you are and who you're dealing with. And a word to the wise, never change who you are or conform to the ideas or wishes of these organizations. In my opinion, the cost is too much. So stay true to yourself. Don't be moved to a place you don't recognize, only to be taken advantage of. There is more to lose than a claim. Self-respect, self-care, and recovery trumps anything else from my perspective. What can happen when ignoring personal judgment and instincts when involved in the claim process with an insurance company or employer? Could you end up feeling like meat being led to slaughter? From my experiences, absolutely. A trusting heart without information and knowledge can be quickly misled by anyone to anywhere. And frankly, where money is involved, sometimes the path to slaughter is expedited. There is a major difference between good faith and bad faith insurance companies and employers. Ask anyone who has dealt with both of them. Good faith can make your life much easier when in a trying time, where bad faith allows the worst things imaginable to come your way and more. The only thing standing between you and bad faith insurance is knowledge, a knowledge most people yet don't know. Begin asking questions from the very beginning of the process. Self-protections mean being your best advocate. It means listening, learning, and fact-checking what you are told in relation to your claim, regardless of the profession of the individual stating the information. Are more people honest and sincere? Personally, I believe so. Yet, those are not the ones that cause the chaos and problems in an auto insurance claim. These are the individuals who are interested in accurately assessing a claim, paying a claim, or denying it for legitimate reasons. And in most cases, they will tell you so. Yes, but you still need to check their reasoning and the facts. But those who are more interested in their investors' dividend checks and not the health or recovery of policyholders is whom needs extra caution. And it's not always easy telling them apart. Most have been in this industry for years and know the ropes of how to get around levels of integrity. When you begin and end being your best advocate and the advocates for others involved in the collision, you not only help yourself in being able to overcome struggles and hurdles, but aid in holding the entire industry accountable. And that's something, in my opinion, they don't quite know much about, at least in some cases. Something from my perspective is seriously missing from this industry, especially when the level of lobbying that goes on to Congress prevents needed insured civil rights legislation to be brought up in Congress. Therefore, each and every day, be your best advocate. It does not always prevent inappropriate behavior or decisions, but they are put on notice that policyholders are paying attention and will stand up for their rights. And that's what this is all about, fair and equitable treatment for those involved in car accidents. With open eyes to see things as they are and make room for improvements, there is always hope for recovery. Injured do not always know how to get there, but many keep trying. In my opinion, one of the best ways to develop a life recovery plan is to evaluate where you are right now and where you want to end up, as said earlier. Can the body be pushed? Some think it can, some think it can't. The key is to keep moving in the direction of your goals, to listen to your body, mind, and spirit, because it will take all parts of you in order to be successful. Many times, being in a hurry can have the opposite effect, causing one to move backwards more than forwards. Find out how others have done things with your condition and evaluate whether this could work for you. Sometimes a medical profession may give you clues on physical aspects of how to get there. Many have seen your condition several times. Yet, these professionals are also under the control of insurance companies in most cases, if they are paying your bills. So so you must also understand their methods of assistance can also be limited. This is one reason why it is so important to pay your own bills and reimburse insurance companies. The more control they have, the less control you have and your medical care professionals. Many have found a way to make their lives better and develop a plan in order to do it, and so can you. All it takes is starting slow, building a plan, which of course will change as time goes on, because you are growing in your knowledge and abilities. Again, start with just a few items so you don't become overwhelmed. Deviant behaviors are not the easiest to plan for. In fact, most don't see it coming. All of a sudden, bills may be coming in at different times. Mail is being delivered at different times, on different days, by different carriers, even in early evening rather than afternoon or morning. P.O. boxes can be broken into. You can get letters from the IRS. You can notice that money starts to dry up. Perhaps Social Security disability. Request a review after insurance companies get involved. You can start seeing people you don't normally see in places that you go. And you can be trying to handle all these situations while trying to recover from a collision. Who could imagine how common some of these practices become? Personally, I call this the pressure ball. It's an attempt to get policyholders to drop their insurance claims. And this can be from both public and private insurance companies, and it can be with some of them working together in order to eliminate a claim. So what's a policyholder to do in the midst of what can truly become harassment and intimidation? Stand. Stand tall. The unfair practices in order to save money for Wall Street and place Main Street in poverty is truly a tragedy. And all of this in order to save the cost of paying out legitimate claims. About turning a blind eye to the injustices in the processes that cause the suffering of too many people. This is why insured civil rights legislation is so important, and becoming a car accident advocate could help so much. Will you consider helping others as you've learned? Main Street is truly in this together. I'm glad you've had the opportunity to improve life and health. There is so much more here on earth to explore. Spending more time on what is important to you rather than being exploited by bad faith companies means taking the best of a car collision and moving on. Never give in or up. Life is too important. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employers, long-term disability, and Social Security disability, can we make a difference in creating an insured civil rights law and legislation which can make it more fair and equitable for policyholders, which now have very little power to obtain the claim benefits that millions of people pay for each and every day. I want to thank AudacityInternetArchives.org and song Midnight Run by OK. I hope you're enjoying our new time Monday at 3:30 p.m. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, on Blog Talk Radio. And you can also listen to archives for your charge on iTunes under Talking About You with Estra.